with an eclectic collection of trivia, water cooler knowledge, news stories, and motivational thoughts, this is the Voice Over Work podcast brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services. This is Russell Newton. I'll be your host for the podcast, and thank you for listening. Hope things are going well for you today. On the podcast today, we introduce another new book that is now available on audible.com. Here's a short preview of my narration of the audiobook, A Secret History of Consciousness, written by Gary Lachman, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2003 by Lindisframe PR. Production copyright by Spoken Tome Media. You need to hear this. Part 1. The Search for Cosmic Consciousness. Chapter 1. R.M. Buck and the Future of Humanity. In 1901, a book with the intriguing title Cosmic Consciousness appeared in Philadelphia in a limited edition of 500 copies. Its author was Richard Maurice Buck, a doctor and former medical superintendent of the Asylum for the Insane in London, Ontario. Although at first the book made little impression on the reading public, interest in its remarkable claim that humanity was slowly evolving into a new, higher level of consciousness attracted attention, and soon its readers included the psychologist William James and the esoteric philosopher P.D. Wyspinski. More than half a century later, it had acquired even greater popularity. By 1966, Cosmic Consciousness had gone through 26 printings and had become, along with Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha, Aldous Huxley's The Doors of Perception, and J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, part of the canon of works firing the imagination of a burgeoning counterculture. Burke's background was not what one might expect for the head of an insane asylum, nor for that matter, the author of a book arguing that the human race was moving into a higher state of consciousness. Born in 1837 to English parents, who soon after emigrated to Canada, Buck left home at 17 after the death of his stepmother and spent the next 4 years piling up enough adventures for a dozen enterprising young men. Crossing the border into the United States, he traveled across the country, working at a variety of jobs. He was a gardener in Ohio, a railway man in Cincinnati, and a deckhand on a Mississippi steamboat, before finally signing on as a driver on a wagon train heading across the Great Plains to the edge of Mormon territory, today part of Nevada. The journey to Salt Lake took 5 months, and in the 1850s, it was a dangerous business. For the last 1,200 miles, there were no white settlements, and the Indians, resentful of the white man's incursion, were not particularly friendly. After this, Buck crossed the Rockies, was attacked by the Shoshone Indians, and nearly starved, living for a time on flour and hot water. He then settled down as a gold miner. During an attempt to cross a mountain chain in winter, his partner died, and Buck himself was about to follow when he was discovered by a mining party. Both of his feet were frozen, and all of one foot and part of the other had to be amputated. Buck was 21. And for the rest of his life, only occasionally would he be free from physical pain. Yet Buck had the optimism and determination associated with the expanding United States in the 19th century, and this same optimism led him to his master thought, the notion that humanity was evolving into a higher form of consciousness. An inheritance paid his way through medical school and postgraduate work in England, France, and Germany. In 1864, he settled in Canada and set up shop. By 1876, he had been appointed superintendent of an asylum for the insane in Hamilton, Ontario. The next year, he moved to London. He was appointed professor of mental and nervous diseases at Western University. In 1888, he was elected president of the psychological section of the British Medical Association, and in 1890, was given a similar honor by the American Medico-Psychological Association. By the end of the century, Buck was considered one of North America's foremost alienists, the term used for doctors of the mind before psychologists came into use. And this standing among professionals helped his extraordinary ideas about human evolution gain a hearing they might otherwise have lacked. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com, or Audible.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.